Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I mischaracterized this a bit. Free beer, hot wings, Steve, Kelly, and Maitland. I said it was Pornhub's teaser for the end of the year. It's not. They have not released their end of year review yet. This is actually, it mentions that in the start of the column, so I just assumed that the rest of it was about it. But no, this is, quote, a kinkier website that specializes in fetish content.
Okay.
So these are really wild things, so to speak.
Okay.
So they've got the favorite fetishes of different states and nations. The United States, Japan, Mexico, and Australia all had the top search for the same fetish type of porn.
Okay, so, man, I'm terrible with fetishes.
Well, I don't expect anyone to guess it. I pause for drama only. I mean, you could try, but...
I mean, if it was, you know, if it was Japan alone, I'd say, you know, like, girls' panties or something.
Oh, because they do have, like, the underwear vending machines or whatever
it's
there.
Very liberated people when it comes to weird sex stuff.
No, actually, it was giantess porn.
Giantess?
Giantess?
So, like, really large women?
I believe so.
Okay.
But I assume that means, like, just, like, not fat, but, like Amazonian
big
women, like Xena, warrior princess stuff.
I don't know that why, but when I do see a woman
Brienne
who's, like,
of Tarth,
naturally over 6 feet, and she's, like, she's just big, I love that. I'm like, wow, you look strong. Like, I don't know why, but it is hot.
It is very curious, isn't it?
It is a little bit, because, like, for me as a guy, like, I've never dated anyone who's even close to my height. But the idea of somebody who would be, like, 5 or 6 or 7 inches taller than me, I don't fantasize about it, but I do wonder what that would be like.
Throw you around a little bit?
Like,
roll reversal?
Like, to feel like the small one?
Yeah.
Like, it would be really strange.
She just puts you in leg scissors and tickles you, and there's nothing you can do about it?
No, I mean, I guess there wouldn't be. I don't know. She's got the reach.
Why would I do anything? All right, by state, there were a number of states where giantess was the biggest, nine of them all together.
Got to be an Alabama thing, right?
They didn't list the states.
I would say more of a cold state thing, you know, like you know, wanting to be with, like, Lady Yetis.
Oh, yes. Okay, I see that.
Maybe, for warmth.
Yep.
Some states still go with the classics. New Mexico is latex. So I assume that's, like, dominatrix style stuff.
Yeah, probably in a lot of cases, yeah.
Some of them are pretty tame. In Tennessee, the number one fetish search on this particular website is tickling. South Dakota went with the classic yoga pants. Barely qualifies.
That's not much of a fetish, really. That's just great. Day to day, that's just great.
Yeah. Because fetishes are things that only some people are into.
Yeah.
Everyone's into yoga pants.
Yes. Yeah, especially on the right person. But like the idea of being tickled to me is the effing worst.
It makes me angry.
Like, I hate being tickled. It's fine if, like, somebody gives you, like, a quick poke and go, ee! You know, like the Pillsbury Doughboy. But when somebody, like, legit tickles, it's like, yep, all right, we're going to fight if this keeps up. like that. I don't really like pain that much in my sex, personally.
So yoga pants in South Dakota, Missouri. It's a little strange, only because it makes me think of older ladies and outdated style pantyhose.
I mean, a little bit, but no.
It's like a grandma fetish for the Missourians.
I don't know, man. Like,
black pantyhose?
Like, thigh highs? Stuff like that still. Yeah. I think legs look great in pantyhose.
Mm-hmm.
Pair that with a skirt and some boots.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Free Beer. I think it's old timey.
I think the skin toned ones are old timey, but when I see a cute
that's
girl,
what I'm imagining too. That doesn't
yeah,
help.
Yeah, who's got like a cute pair of shorts on with pantyhose, like the leather short pantyhose and the big sweater and jacket yeah. look. I'm just like,
I
oh,
think that's,
God,
I think that's
that.
So hot.
Love it.
Yeah.
Four states, the number one fetish was wrestling porn. Which ones?
Mississippi.
Nope.
Louisiana.
Nope.
Georgia. Tennessee.
You guys are going hard after the Southeast.
Yeah, Tennessee.
None. Only
it's still real to me, damn it.
Two of them are in the north, in the Southeast.
Alabama.
They're mid Atlantic.
Okay.
So mid South.
Virginia.
I guess.
Oh, okay. Maryland.
The South Carolinas. South both Carolina. Carolinas are
okay.
Into
no,
it.
That could be a New Jersey.
That checks
thing too.
Out.
Oklahoma and North Dakota, the other two.
Okay, all those check out. Places where wrestling is very big.
Now, Kelly, I know you used to summer in Connecticut.
Yes, we did.
Where that state has the lowest smoking rate in the nation, yet the number one fetish is smoking porn.
Smoking porn?
Yeah, like, if that's happening, slow down and use yeah. a lube. Oh, boom, you mean it, old
yeah.
joke.
Yeah.
Is that, like, where women are smoking a cigarette with their, you know...
I don't think necessarily.
Oh. Oh. I really don't know.
I don't think necessarily.
It's just
like,
you want to plow someone who's smoking?
Yeah,
gross.
I think there are people that think that's really hot. I think it's back, you know, back when everybody smoked, like the, you know, your sex symbols of the 40s or whatever. I think that's when people would get into it a little bit. I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't appeal to me, but it makes sense in those areas because they don't get to see it that much, I guess. It's like taboo there, apparently, to smoke. So,
Vermont, Michigan, Iowa, Hawaii. They have the number one. They all have the same number one fetish.
Okay, that's a broad spectrum of states and geographies there.
Say those again. Vermont?
Vermont, Michigan, Iowa, and Hawaii. I'd ask you to guess, but I don't think you know what this is. Unless you're the only way you'd know what this is, I think, is if you're secretly into it and haven't told us, or you've stumbled across it while reading at some point and went, I don't know what the hell that is.
I was going to say water sex, so never mind. Like shower sex or beach sex.
Oh, no.
Water sports.
Nope. Ooh. More of an obscure fetish than water sports. It's vore, V-O-R-E. Anybody know what that is? I didn't. I kind of wanted to see if there was a glimmer of recognition on any of your faces. Like, nope, I don't know what that is.
Is that an acronym or that's just?
I don't think
so. V-O-R-E?
Are you searching it?
I was really hoping that it was going to be voyeur, and you were just saying it wrong.
Oh, my God. This is weird. That's rude. I shouldn't say that. It's characterized by the erotic desire to consume or be consumed by another person or creature.
Oh,
so, like,
man.
Cannibalism?
So, but not necessarily, I guess, if it's another creature. Like, so you fetishize being consumed by a person or a bear or a duck or
bear.
Something weird.
Nope.
Boy, yeah, I guess I know now why I hadn't heard of that one before. That's
short for Kelly, something. Or
I think it's perfectly fine that you said that that's weird.
Yeah, it feels judgy, but I'd like to judge that a little bit.
That's weird.
Yeah, you want to be eaten alive. I got questions.
Yeah, that's real weird.
Like, are you partying with yourself while you're being eaten alive? Or is it pleasurable just to be eaten alive? Like, where is the pleasure there?
Because though I know they're synonyms, like, to me, unusual is different than weird.
Yes.
Like, latex to me is a little unusual just because I've never really, but that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alaska is sissy.
Okay, so that's like so
that's like a
that's
wimp.
Like, I think that's like wimpy guys. Okay. Yeah, like a woman would be more domineering.
I have the map now. If you want to know which states are into giantess, California, Nevada, Arizona, Utah.
Oh yeah,
Kansas, Arkansas, Texas, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Virginia, West Virginia. All of the DMV, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia.
It's like the whole rim.
Yeah, it's all
Pacific.
Coastal.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Rhode Island.
Oh.
What?
Connecticut.
So it's nothing in the middle?
What? Yeah, when you start.
Illinois.
Ah. Mm. Yeah, when you started, I was like, oh, that makes sense because, you know, those are all places where there's just so much vast area. They probably imagine giants living there all the time that they haven't discovered yet.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you've ever been out in those areas, man.
Let's imagine some giants. Cool.
When you fly over those areas, there's just nothing there. So why wouldn't there be giants?
The following states all have the same number one fetish. Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Colorado, Nebraska, Kentucky, Ohio.
Oh, farming. Potato sex.
Nope.
Like earthing sex, like on the as close to the ground as possible.
Yeah. Nope. Diaper sex.
What?
Diaper sex.
That?
Like adults wearing diapers.
Oh man. That's even grosser than what I was imagining, which was soil dildos.
That would leave a lot of residue behind.
The hard part's getting them to dry in the sun.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Yeah, you got to freeze them or dry them like Adobe.
We mentioned wrestling. Wisconsin, here you go, weirdos. You're into socks.
That's so Wisconsin. Same for,
that really checks the box.
Same
right?
For Louisiana?
Yeah, beer, cheese, and having sex with socks on.
Yeah, it's just a very practical
thing. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that's a fetish. That's just practicality there. It's just chilly in Wisconsin. Yeah.
Would you like to hear what unites Maine and Montana, where we have plenty of listeners in both?
Yes.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Mainers and Montanans are both into face-sitting. Sit on my face and tell me that you love me. Mm-hmm. But the number one
Oklahoma.
One.
My grandma loves that play.
Yeah. That's the best song in it.
Oh, Wyoming. We know you're listening.
What are you into, Wyoming? What's your deal?
Your favorite fetish is CPR.
Like the traditional sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chest compressions and whatnot.
But are you doing the chest compressions like with your buttocks or something? Like, I mean, how does that become fetishy?
I think it's pump and thump. Pump, thump, pump, thump, pump, thump. I don't know.
Maybe
I just liked that it rhymed.
Oh, yeah. Are you giving CPR but from the crotch?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. A little.
Yeah.
Doom, 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 doom. Like that.
That's the one.
Yeah,
that's the song, too.
Every time
alive,
I get right.
Staying alive.
Oh, yeah. It's that one.
Yeah.
Oh, I left one state out. I'm sorry, Mississippi, but you like to search for ball busting.
Oh,
I think it's just dudes hanging them out and then like people smashing them with wiffle ball bats in their foot.
Yeah. You know,
throwing a football at it, but it's nude and stretched out.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Like, I think it's really funny when guys get kicked in the balls just because like the pain you feel and the expression. It's something y'all all do. Y'all, you know, you cinch in and, oh, God. So, but I don't get turned on by it, you know?
No, I don't. I really don't understand any type of sadomasochism, like being hurt or hurting. I don't know. No. Man, I really don't like getting hurt.
I like watching other people get hurt.
I don't. But again, not for a fetish purpose, for humor, sure.
Yes, just for pure laughs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to see somebody trip over a ladder or take a golf ball in the genitals. I mean, that's fun, but
do you think you know there's people listening though that are like, oh man, I'd love to.
Absolutely, there are people listening that are into every one of these.
Every
I bet there's
these,
at least one person that's like, I love all of that. They probably just jade right now.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are saying the giantess thing comes from a character in a video game, and now I can't find it.
Oh, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Nope.
Qbert.
There's Lady Dimitrescu.
Okay.
Is from a video game, and apparently she's attractive and large.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, I know that there are...
A Resident Evil character.
Oh, okay. I mean, I know that there are people that fetishize differently, like sex with like titans, like the Godzilla monsters and stuff like that, which...
I've been told I left out Indiana, and I did not mean to, but Indianans...
Oh, Larry Bird.
Close. Farting.
Oh, yeah, similar.
French lick.
More like French.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say it.
Wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a name.
Yeah. Like the governor, Dickie Hickey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. for new users. It's all at spinquest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.